to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Hello, Brains. How are you? Have you just finished your morning reading assignment? I encourage each and every one of you, when you wake up after you, you know, thank the universe for opening your eyes, to grab a book, to gain some knowledge, some inspiration, something funny, to expand your vocabulary. But books are so important. And so we want to talk about that today. We want to talk about all things publishing with the powerhouse team of Becky Norwood and Natalie McQueen. They are the founders of Spotlight Publishing. Oh, Spotlight on Your Business. I think they've changed the name to Spotlight on Your Business Pros, but I'm going to get clarification on that. I'm so excited to have these ladies on. I self-published my book. They are publishers, so we're going to banter back and forth the pros and cons. We're going to talk a little bit about ghostwriting and the importance of editing and how to sell that book, because so many people have their books on their shelves, sitting there looking at them. They've lost momentum, they've lost drive, and they forget that there's a whole world out there that is looking to find out what is in the pages of their book. So, Brains, help me welcome our guests today, Becky Norwood and Natalie McQueen. Hello, Queens. How are you?
Hi, April. Thank you.
I have to call you Queens, absolutely, because you are at the top of everything. You are sitting on the throne. I see you all over social media, and people are just clamoring to get to work with you and to get their books published. So let's start with an introduction, and then we are going to get into the meat and the potatoes. Okay, ladies?
Sounds great.
All right, Natalie, let's start with you, Precious. Tell us a little bit about your experience and how you got involved in book publishing.
Sure. Yeah, it was actually a funny story because my background is definitely not in book publishing. I was actually working for Morgan Stanley Smith Barney. I'm the numbers cruncher.
Wow.
And but I've always had a passion to give back to nonprofits, so I was working and working with over 50 nonprofits and helping them to get their story out, get people seeing nonprofits the way that, you know, that it should be something that we all just pick a couple and give to on a regular basis. And somebody introduced this wonderful lady, Becky Norwood, to me that wanted to start up a nonprofit to help the women that she was working with. And so Becky and I got introduced, and she had a certain project that she needed some help on. So I said that I would help her. And what was supposed to be working together just a short time ended up in a partnership. And we've been working together the last couple of years now. And I have been drinking from a fire hose on learning about book publishing. But my background with marketing, sales, and just having that bigger vision of how to pull a book into much more than, you know, just a book, building a whole business around it. And with Becky's expertise in everything, I'll let her share what she, her background, but it's been an amazing partnership, and we have just put together a huge team that brings help for authors to bring out the best that they can be.
That's wonderful. That is wonderful. So, Becky, are you there? What happened to you, Becky?
Oh.
Are you there?
I'm here, yes, sorry. Don't know what happened.
What'd you do? You stepped out and got some coffee?
No,
you did
no,
a Starbucks run for us. So tell us, baby doll, tell us about your experience. No need to mute. We're all in the family here. There'll be a little run over, but that's okay because we're having a conversation, and that's what happens. We all get excited. So tell us about your experience with book publishing.
Well, mine started from, you know, when the economy changed. I had had a saw blade sharpening business for many, many years. And as a single mom had raised my children, that was my source of income, sharpening saw blades. And I did, I sharpened for a lot of the major steel mills all around the Phoenix area, as well as all the Phoenix fire departments. But when the economy changed, it totally, many of those businesses went out of business, and even the Phoenix fire departments, FEMA had to step in and kind of take over because there just wasn't the funding. And at that point, my income just totally drastically changed, and it turned my world upside down. So I was watching and observing what was happening to a lot of the entrepreneurs, the small business owners. Many were losing their businesses and losing their homes. It was a really tough time. So I started, you know, really investigating, trying to figure out, okay, what is going to work? What's going to help business owners either start all over again or you know, pick up the pieces and run with it and be successful in their businesses. And I came across somebody that was teaching online marketing, all those kind of skills, and I went back and forth to San Diego for tons of training. And I was trained through Mike Koenig's You Everywhere Now is kind of the way he was teaching. And so I started with learning about autoresponders and text messaging and stuff like that as ways for people to start really having that connection with their clients. And then he started talking about book publishing. And then at that moment, when he first started talking about that, it resonated with me because I knew immediately what the name of my own book was going to be. And my book is called The Woman I Love, which means that I had to start loving myself a whole lot more before I could really be loved and really enjoy my life and be happy. And so it took me because it was such a tender subject, it took me several years before I finally did publish my own book, but the process of it was truly amazing. And what I learned through my own process of publishing my story, I had a background of extreme abuse from my from early childhood from my father, and it was difficult, very, very difficult to get through that as I became an adult. And so in the actually writing of the story, the healing took place, and as I published it, I had also created a website and Facebook pages and everything, and it became an international number one bestseller. And from that, it's the people that were reaching out to me saying, thank you for having the courage to speak up. And thank you for, you know, kind of pioneering this, you know, actually a voice that would make a difference in the world. And what was happening for me was the realization that I wasn't alone. Because when you're in that position, you keep it quiet, you don't talk about it,
right.
And you don't realize how many others are suffering because we all keep it quiet. And
I have my own personal experience too. You know, when I was growing up, I couldn't hear certain letter combinations and sounds. I had a problem with the phonetics. So spelling was a challenge for me, and sounding out words was a challenge for me. And I had an amazing stepfather, I still do. And he said, you know what, we're going to get through this. And he introduced me to Dr. Zeus, and he introduced me to Hooked on Phonics. I wonder if they still sell that. But it was a great program, and we went through that.
I used Hooked on Phonics with my kids.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was amazing. And then I went to Sylvan Learning Center, and I really started to read more, and I started putting words together, started rhyming, started entering contests, started doing poetry, and I put on my life list, on my vision board, I am going to publish a book. Not only have I published one book, I published three, self-published, and sold over 11,500 copies out of the back of my car. Okay? So
oh, wow.
I understand how wonderful it feels to write a book. And I know, Natalie, you are in the pages of a couple anthologies, correct?
Yes, yes. And we've got one coming up.
That's wonderful. I want to talk a little bit first about anthologies. So many people I see get in the pages of these books, but they get lost in these books because they don't promote it. And they figure, oh, well, you know, I was just a contributor. But your contribution is what made the book and is what's going to make it successful. Tell us a little bit about when people come together in collaborations and write anthologies. How does that work on the surface? And, you know, how they should stay encouraged about their contribution?
I think there, it's very important for them to realize that they are an author when they are in a, it, whether it's one chapter of a book or part of a chapter of a book, they're still an author. And what we have seen in the way we work with our authors for our anthology books is that each one of them have a vested interest in this, and each one is vitally important for the promotion of it, to keep it out there, and they should be very, very proud that they're sharing their stories or that they're contributing to this, I call it masterpiece. I think each book that is written is truly a masterpiece that people can come together and share their voices. And so the marketing is the key, but you also, as a, you're not just a contributor, you're a vital piece of that.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a living body of work that, again, is brand new to the people that have never opened it and have read those pages. Would one of you like to speak to ghostwriting? When you have someone support you and write a book on your behalf, what does that look like?
Well, we have on our team, we have a couple really amazing ghostwriters, and they both work in a very different way. But the key is, you know, you can give someone a few ideas and they can write a book for you, but is that your true voice? And when you're working with our ghostwriters, they are going to sit down and interview you and get to know you and get to know your true message. And then they will work chapter by chapter, making sure the author's voice is fully heard and putting it into, you know, an amazing bestseller structure of a book. And Becky's totally right with the marketing. And we believe when you're weaving in the marketing of every chapter, whether that could be you know, a podcast, it could be a webinar, it could be something, a giveaway, or we're a big believer on giving our readers the feel of how it would be to work with you. So we implement live video within our books a lot of times, and that gives the author the power to share a little extra that may not be in the book, and the reader then sees you face to face, gets to, you know, relate to you and hear you share, you know, maybe an intimate little detail that, like I said, is not in the book. And by the end of the book, they know what it would be like to work with you, and they're open to seeing what else you have to offer.
Well, we always have to be open to possibilities. And Brains, I need you to understand something. You know, like me, you've got to hire where you're weak. So I'm going to ask these ladies two questions. The first one is, the key is editing. When people are looking at your work in print, you know, you've got a lot of people that study grammar. They're trying to understand, you know, where you're headed with this. Editing is paramount. Whether you self-publish or you're with a publisher, you need to be sure, because you can reread something a million gazillion times and never catch your errors. Can you tell us a little bit about your experience with people and editing, Becky?
The editing is oh my goodness, such a vital piece of it, because it's very true. When we write, we often write with the emotion that goes into it, and we write in the way we speak. And many times the way we speak is not necessarily sensical in the sense of how it translates into the written word. And so one of the I think the biggest piece of any kind of publishing is that editing. And we have observed people publish some things that should never be published, simply because they haven't taken the time to really take a look at it. And so what we have done with our authors is we encourage them to read every chapter aloud. Once we have gone through the different stages of editing, sit down, read that chapter aloud, have somebody listening to them. What that does is that's when you start catching the nuances, because if you're reading it aloud, then you're like, what did I say here? Oh, my goodness, you know. That's one of the key things, and the best thing that we have ever implemented was the read aloud part of it. But we also know that most of us, when we read, we skim read, especially
right.
if we've written it. And so that's why we have separate eyes on each manuscript that we take in, is so that each person has their own skill set and will find the nuances that need to be corrected. So it's a vital piece, because, and it's something that should never be overlooked, because
no,
sometimes
I
you
mean,
pick
because
up a book and you're saying, oh my goodness, what happened with this book?
I know. They're not looking at you. I mean, you can put lipstick on a pig. You can talk through a situation if you're visual, but you can't do
mm-hmm.
it if someone is looking at your text, and it's a representation of who you are. You know, I get caught up in that all the time. You know, I forget, I'm so excited, you hit print when you're doing text, or you do voice text, or a whole bunch of stuff, and you can really make a big mistake. So really take the time, if you're going to invest in creating a book, creating a document, let someone else reread it a couple times, let them go through it, or pay an editor. It's an investment. It's an investment in you. Talking about investments, Miss Natalie, I want to talk to you back and forth about the benefits of having a publisher versus what I've done was self-publish. Now, I self-published for a couple reasons. I believe in my own intellectual property, retaining my rights. I wanted to be able to print on demand. I wanted to be able to really have full and total control. Well, I was lucky because I know a lot of great people that helped me edit, and I went and got some, you know, some covers for my books, some great photographs. But on the flip side, pushing it and getting that dog to hunt, getting that baby on the market, because if you don't have a pipeline for distribution, you don't understand what that is. If you don't have a couple great people like I did working on your behalf, those books are going to be sitting on the shelf looking at you. Tell us, what is some of your key marketing suggestions for getting that dog to hunt?
Well, you're exactly right, April. So what you may not know is we are in the realm of self-publishing. So there's traditional publishers that they may even give you, you know, an upfront sum of money, and then they're betting on your book selling X amount of copies, and they'll give you a little marketing. But what we've found is, unless you're a big name and have a big following, it's often hard to get a traditional publisher to pay attention to you. Now, in the self-publishing world, and that's where we live, is we do all the steps that you did, but not everyone has the time to go through and do it correctly and get, you know, they may not have a big following, they may not have friends that will support them, or they may not have access to a good publisher, a good formatter. When those eyes on the book, anyone can publish a book and put it out there, but when you do it right, and that's what we have done, we've brought in a team of amazing editors, amazing formatters, amazing book ghostwriters if you need it, and then a marketing team that we custom it to you. We never just throw out packages, because we firmly believe that whether you're putting out money now, and when you work with us, we give you all your rights. We set up all the accounts. We do not take royalties. So your work is your work. And what people don't know, when you go with a traditional publisher, yeah, what if they give you $10,000 up front? But then they take up to 80% forever.
Oh no, they want
you
know, if they give you 80% up front, they want 120% on the back end, because they are paying for your travel, they're paying for the printing of your book, they're paying to host your be it videos, be it book signings, be it you know, giveaways, all of that. And believe and trust, brains, that is not free, and they're doing it because you're cute.
Oh, definitely.
They are doing it.
Yeah, they're not doing
okay.
it because they want to help you.
Exactly. It's a business. It is a business.
Right.
Now,
yeah.
I'm going to ask you a question, because I got caught up in a situation one time. had a great guest. She says, oh, I am a number one bestseller in this particular platform. So one of my true bestsellers, I mean, you know, so millions of books, called me up and said, baby girl, I don't know how this lady is a bestseller or anything. She's an e-book. She hasn't sold one book. There's algorithm positionings that you can pay for. And I need us to be honest with that. Now, positioning, I have no problem with that. If you can pay to get the head of the line, fine. But integrity is the key. And if you're going to go out there and say that you are a number one bestseller and you're an e-book, you know, you lose your integrity with me. Tell me a little bit about how that works and what are your ladies' position on that.
We do a bestseller lunch. We do bestseller lunches basically with on Amazon. And yes, we highlight the first part of the launch is through a Kindle ebook, but their print book is also there. And so we always make sure that they have their book in both places, but the promotion is vital and key. Now, the reason we use both the ebook and the print book is because, and we also encourage audio, is because we know that every person is different. Some will pick up a Kindle book, but they will never purchase a print book. Then we have the print book for those that have to have that book in their hands and touch it and feel it and mark it up as to in a ways that suit them. And then there are people that will never do either of those two, and they will only listen to a book. So we need to cover all the aspects of that. And so becoming a number one bestseller, there's quite a process to that. There's a lot of support team. There's a lot of plot that goes into that. But maintaining the sales is where the key importance is, because anybody can get to be a number one bestseller. It's what you do with that after that initial launch of that book. How do you keep that book out of the cobwebs of cyberspace and into the hands of the people that need to hear it most? And that's where the key marketing pieces come into place. Hello?
Continue. So, Natalie, what is your position on this? I mean, it is so important that, again, people keep momentum and they have the follow-through to get these books to make them some money. You know, as I said, if they're still selling the Bible, I'm still selling mine. I'm still excited about it because people don't get excited. Oh, they're off to write their second book or their third book. That's great. You can start doing that. But never lose momentum for your first book. That's your baby. Isn't that right, Natalie?
Yes, absolutely. And the cool thing is working with a platform like Amazon where the algorithms, Amazon likes it. If you're putting things out there and you come up with another book, it actually promotes your first book as well. And when an author takes the right steps, and that's why we really focus on, let's sit down and look at your big picture, because a book is a tool. And if you use that tool to promote yourself, to get out there and speak, to get out there and, you know, share your message in other ways, whether it's podcasts or webinars or, you know, Facebook Lives, and you're connecting with people and continually pushing your book out. And within our marketing packages, we have tools that will help you. You know, we have a whole system that helps you get book reviews. If you don't have book reviews, it's like shopping on Amazon with any product. What do? You look at it, and then where do you go? You go to the reviews. What did they say about this product? Is it worthy of me buying? So we really help our authors put themselves in a position where their book is looking good on Amazon. The way we set it up with our pre-launch and post-launch or pre-launch and book launch, they will have up to 50, 60 Amazon reviews by their launch day. So
wow,
that really promotes and continues ongoing sales. And that's our goal. Anybody can help you hit number one bestseller, but is your book being seen? Is that the marketing tool, like a mobile custom app? We can build out a full mobile custom app that promotes your business and wraps all your social media, your blogs, your courses, any other products that you have, all in one amazing, powerful tool. And that will only enhance the next book and the next book. So we're always thinking about what will help our authors long term, what will help them get booked, get seen, and continue to sell those books. Because like you said, if your books aren't selling and they're sitting there on Amazon and nobody knows about them, it's not doing anyone any good. So
no.
You can tout yourself as a number one bestseller for that one day, but then what?
Right. And let me give you a couple suggestions on selling your book through. Again, like I said, yes, I brag, $11,500 out the back of my car. That's not for chump.
That's amazing.
Okay? So, but these are some things that you can do. You can start a book club. And what? The first book that they read is yours. Be sure that you go to your local library. They're free. Have a talk. Have them do a short reading. You can do a 20-minute, 30-minute briefing of your book. If you are a member of a faith-based organization, be sure that you go to the bookstore and have them contribute a couple books there. You can have them on consignment, put out some cookies and some tea, and talk about your book. They would absolutely love to support you. When you travel, my books are all around the world. Do you know how? Every time I travel, I donate a couple books to their local library. My books are international. When they pull up the international rolls of English and poetry, voila, there I am there. That costs you nothing. Be sure that you always have your books in the trunk of your car, like a spare tire. Someone's going to say, oh, you know, I'd love to purchase your book, and you can go right out to the trunk and get them. There's several ways of just kind of, you know, basic things of having that book visible with you all the time. I was very fortunate. One of my books turned into an anti-bullying environmental love story. And there was a major catastrophe that happened. And so I went to the company that caused this problem, and I said, you know, you need to right a wrong. You need to go ahead and purchase some of my books and give these books to these children to try to make amends. They wrote me a check for 7,000 books. So it's
That's
always
awesome.
In the power of the ask. You know, a closed mouth does not get fed. Go out there, be excited about it, gain momentum, and do it. So, ladies, I want to, in closing, ask you two more questions. I want to ask you, number one, what does the cost look like? Everything is different. Packages are different. I understand that. But when someone is looking to create a book, give me a scale that they could look at, you know, with a company such as yours as to what the cost would be involved in working with you.
Sure. We have packages that we have people that have already published a book, but just never did it the right way. So we have what's called a bestseller relaunch, and we help you build that team and implement some of the marketing that will get you, you know, that momentum going again. So that can be as little as, you know, say $2,000. And then we have packages that go all the way up where we, one of our team members, he will film you and get you on Entrepreneurs TV for a full year. And we have mobile custom apps. We have platforms that
chatbots.
Yeah, we have full chatbots that get the message out and continue that call, driving people to either have a chat with you, view other products that you have. And those packages can go up in the 20,000s. Like it just depends. And that's why we never just put our packages out there, because every author is different. What works
right.
for one is not comfortable for another. If you say, I never want to step on a stage, we're not going to, you know, promote that kind of marketing for you. So we really encourage people to have a conversation with us. Let's look at your bigger dream for your book. And April, we have a code that we created for you. So anyone that has a conversation with us today will get a discount off their marketing package. And the code is Spotlight 100, A. Mahoney. And
Spotlight,
if they just let
100
us know.
A. Mahoney. I'm going to put that on our Facebook page. And I'll put that also in, tag it here on the description. So, now who was that talking? That was just you. That was Natalie, correct?
Yes. Right. Yes.
Yes, okay. Becky, I need you to drive it home, Mama. Tell me why. Okay? I need you to put the nail in the coffin. Tell me why I need all of my brains to work with you and spotlight on your business publishing.
The biggest thing is we help you shine. We bring your stories, your wisdom into the world in impactful ways. You're not reinventing the wheel this way. You're not struggling with learning the how-tos. You're putting your focus, your time, your effort into writing a masterpiece. And then leaving the work to putting all those pieces together, because it's a big job. It's a really big job. Just writing in itself is a major big job. Your time is valuable. You let those that the experts know the ins and outs, those pieces. Don't spend your time trying to learn all of that. Turn it over to experts and let yourself shine.
Right, because, you know, there's going to be something that you're going to miss. If it's a comma, if it's an ED, you might get a faded cover. You may forget your ISBN number. There's so many things that you don't think about. Your copyright, your intellectual property. We had another great show with Barbara Iglesias. She is amazing. She teaches us about copywriting. People fail to realize that copyright is not just your print. It's also things that you put on your website. You've got to be careful that you don't plagiarize, put other people's content, and put a new face to it. That's wrong. You'll get in trouble. If you get content out of their book, if you put someone else's music behind your video, copywriting is very important. And so you're going to work with subject matter experts like Natalie and Becky to dot all your I's and cross all your T's. Natalie, give us some words of encouragement for our brains that are about to write a book.
All right. Well, what I would love to offer is if we can share our booking link to have a conversation with us, and anyone from your tribe that does that, we would love to offer them what we call our best-selling book template. And it is a guide that takes them from an idea of a book to a number one bestseller laid out. Mm. And it is a step-by-step. It's so powerful, and it's really so many people have great ideas, but they don't know, and it guides them through even doing the market research. Is your idea a good, valid idea? And then let's take it and put it together that it can be a start of your best-selling book.
Well, that is fantastic. And, Brains, when you write a book, you know, make it exciting. You know, use big, fluffy, colorful adjectives, and, you know, create a scene. Maybe the story is not so autobiographical or a memoir, but create it from out of space or underwater. Make it exciting. Take your time.
Yes.
This is your baby that you're giving birth to. You're molding it. Work with people that are going to edit it properly. Okay, thank you. You ladies are, like I said, a powerhouse publishing team, and I'm so glad to be working in conjunction with you. I'm forwarding my brains to you. As soon as they say, I want a writer, I give them your number. I don't even let them finish the sentence, because I know that you're going to do a great job. There's great testimonials for you. Tell my brains how to get in contact with you, please.
You can go to our website, which is spotlightpublishing.pro, or you can email Natalie@spotlightonyourbusiness.com or Becky@spotlightonyourbusiness.com.
And they will handheld you through the entire process. They're going to love on you. You are going to be a number one bestseller for real, New York Times bestseller. And so I encourage that. I love that. Thank you, Brains, and thank you, Becky and Natalie, for being here on The Edge. Write down your thoughts. Go back and listen to other great authors. Some of the authors that Becky and Natalie have worked with have been featured on my show. If you're interested in being featured on my show and having a signature talk to enhance your marketing platform, contact me at info@agoodperson.biz.
Thank you, ladies, so much. Be sure to keep me abreast of what's going on and know that you always have a seat at the table here on the Edge, all right?
Thank you,
April,
for
having us.
All right, Brains, go read a book. Bye, guys.
Okay, bye.